the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Sticking with Trump and Musk, the yin and yang we mentioned there, Musk's Oval Office appearance with his son X has been much talked about this week, with many wondering why the president allowed Elon Musk a bring your child to work day. Comedy writer Aidan Fitzmaurice has been giving it some thought.
My son told me he wants to be a marine biologist when he grows up. Sharks, turtles, plankton, all that stuff. It sounds fun. It sounds exciting. It has me hoping that wherever he ends up, we'll have a bring your parents to work day. Now there's something I could really get behind. The whole bring your child to work day thing never really did it for me. Children have all these exciting visions of what being a grown-up will entail, and they definitely don't involve sitting at a computer for 8 hours a day. Why spoil it for them?
Well, if you don't have a feedback loop, FAX, we would have to, if you...
Sorry.
So your gravitas can be difficult sometimes.
As I watched the bizarre spectacle of Elon Musk parading his son around the Oval Office with Donald Trump zoned out in the corner, I couldn't help but think, wow, that child looks so bored. For this young boy known as X, presumably he used to be called Twitter, even the rapid dismantling of the world's largest economy seemed boring. And why wouldn't it? Four-year-olds don't really have the same understanding of the global economy as Musk or Trump. They operate more at a seven-year-old's level.
This is X, and he's a great guy, high IQ.
Of course, Donald Trump is no stranger to Bring Your Child to Work Day. For him, every day is Bring Your Child to Work Day. In Trumpland, children make great accomplices, and even better patsies. Hey! So let's pause for a moment and ask, what is going on here? This is all very weird. Why is Trump sitting back while Elon acts like he's the president? How does this fit in with everything we already know about Trump's ego? When they first embarked on this unholy alliance, it looked like Trump had found his very own yes man in Musk. It made sense. The yes man serves an essential purpose. They make the boss feel good about themselves.
You will never work in a place like this again. This is brilliant. Fact. And you'll never have another boss like me, someone who's basically a chilled out entertainer.
Their ability to swim with the tide is a key part of a delicate ecosystem. We all remember the 2008 hit comedy Yes Man starring Jim Carrey.
Every time an opportunity presents itself, you will say... Yes.
Sorry, actually, I'm just getting word in my ear here that nobody remembers the 2008 hit comedy Yes Man starring Jim Carrey. Looking at that Oval Office footage, I can't really tell who's in charge. Musk seems to have graduated from Yes Man to The Man. I look from Trump to Musk and from Musk to Trump with a child picking his nose in between.
Ew, booger!
And already it's impossible to say which is which. This is, as are most things involving these two men, somewhat unprecedented, and I can't see it going anywhere good. We need checks and balances in place on the rogue yes man. Otherwise, it seems inevitable they will eventually ask themselves, couldn't I just destroy everything? And we already know what their answer will be.
I'd rather not say.
Thankfully, I won't be around to find out. I'll be in the Galapagos Islands, swimming with the sea turtles, and my son, the marine biologist.